Hello?
Hi, Maria. I'm so sorry to give you a call. I remembered when we spoke the other day, I was going to just speak to you a bit in private when your son wasn't there, just so I can have a bit of an explanation.
I'm in my room. Yeah.
Perfect. So I'll get that done, and then that's everything from myself. So can I just ask you, do you know the reason why you were placed into care? Was that behaviour issues? Is it because of your parents?
No.
Are you not aware?
No. Because of my parents. My mum more so, because just, God rest her soul now, but it's what speaking now of the dead. But she had a drink problem, and I just basically get battered. So. And I remember, no, don't apologise, not at all. There's been people out there that's had worse than me, you know. And no survived it, do you know what I mean? Like my wee brother, you know, he committed suicide because of it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it affected me big time, you know. So, and then my daughter, I know, you know, and then she's passed away, and that's really affected me.
Aye.
No, thank you, Hen. I mean, I've been after that's me being off the drink for 4 years now, you know. And
I'm going to get that on there, that if it's so you did turn to alcohol and things like that because of it.
Oh, I was actually dying. I had seizure, and I think with the death of my daughter, there had to be something, some corner I had to turn, you know. I was dying, and basically, I've been off it 4 years, but I think for life I'll be on the anti-abuse. I take that tablet every second day. Basically, it keeps me going, you know what I mean? It's like it's a noose around your neck, but it stops me worrying about relapsing and that, you know what I mean?
So what I am going to get here, obviously, it's just very unfortunate for yourself. So Maria's very early memories was being taken off mum as she had a drinking problem and was abusive mentally and physically.
It was pretty bad. Beat me up. I don't mind talking about it, to be honest. And basically, even my son doesn't know in detail. I couldn't have put him through that. He's got ADHD and all.
Which,
and mental
of course, is understandable.
You know, and I don't want to traumatise him.
Most definitely.
No, exactly.
Reliving situations for yourself, and your children
and
are obviously going to get worked up listening to that, and it's not nice for you.
Oh, definitely, and I don't want to put them through. You know, what human being would want to put their children through that? Do you know what I mean, really? But apart from the sexual abuse, some of the sexual abuse in the children's homes, I used to get hit with it. I don't know if it's for everybody. Is it Billy?
Yeah.
Aye, Billy. But I remember very far on, even from, no matter how bad it was, from when I started nursery, that's when my sister can't remember anything to that stage, you know, earlier on in her life. But I remember everything. As if it was last month, you know. I remember everything that happened. It's like a video in your head, you know. And I just shove it to the back. I think a lot of people do that, you know.
Most carry on. Gets on with it, but like you say, it's still there, and it's not something you will ever forget or rub it in.
Aye.
Now, can I just ask you, when you was actually, let me just get here.
No, it's all right. Carry on.
Can I ask you, when you was first taken off mum, was that when you was placed in, as you are aware of, don't worry if you don't remember, was that when you was put into Grice Children's Home in Bridge of Weir?
Well, this is the thing. What I remember is I went to a panel, and I know my mum did have, would you call that, supervised visiting thing, you're right?
Supervised.
Then we were took off her because of the alcohol and that and the beating. But it was me that happened to know my wee sister for some apparent reason, but I'm glad of that, obviously. But I think it was round about after my wee brother was really young. They couldn't look after themselves, you know what I mean? I'd say I was probably maybe about 7-ish. Quote me on that, but I think round about, so I'm trying to think back. You know, picture back, you know, about 7-ish, and they had to place me in Grice, and my wee brother and sister, but they ended up separating us because they only had one placement for me, and I wasn't happy about that. I remember that, because I liked to sort of be together.
And sister in Grice Children's.
Yeah, it wasn't a very nice children's home at all.
Separated, and we're in.
Yeah.
their relationship, they was all each other had but kept them separate. See? And while she was here, of course, with them keeping you separate, that is of most definitely you're already feeling scared and very overwhelmed.
I was more worried about them because I was more like their mum, you know what I mean? Because I've always protected them. But until a placement came up, then eventually, I can't remember dates and all that, obviously, but I remember eventually they came to Quarriers and we were put in Cottage 34. That's what I remember, right next to the church. And then we were together.
So you were together at the end, which is perfect. So what I just need to do at the moment is just at Greve Children's Home, just get a brief description of here for you. So while you were in Greve Children's Home, how did they treat you? Would they keep you locked away from other people? Would they keep you locked away from your siblings? Would they physically or mentally or sexually abuse you in any way, shape or form? Would they call you names?
Well, they weren't very nice, you know what I mean? I know I was a child, right, but I think I was quite advanced for my age, right? And I do remember that because I think I had to grow up because I had my wee brother and sister. I mean, they were my life, you know what I mean, considering what, obviously, you're in strange places.
Well, so I understand that most definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Bullying and all that, you know, and I protected them no matter what happened to me, you know what I mean? No, I wasn't separated from them, definitely no. I think I would have really kicked off. I was quite a good kid. I wasn't, you know, I didn't cause anybody harm. I didn't, you know, I wasn't cheating. I had, you know what I mean? I wasn't even brought up like that. My mum never taught me good things like that, but
so
I think I was just born that way.
Well, she was in Greve Children's Home. In that children's home, was that not really where the physical and mental bullying started and the abuse? Was that in a different home?
That was in, Greve, the sexual abuse didn't start there, but they didn't treat us very well. They didn't treat us very well. You know, basically they were there just to do for the money, basically. I remember way back. You know what I mean? You never get any affection at all. I know that it wasn't your mum and dad, you know, the way you would get your affection and that for them. But they were quite horrible. They were very horrible, actually. I was also in a convent, Billy. That wasn't really good at all. Yeah, I was locked away in that.
So what I've got from Greve is, of course, when you moved from Mother and you went to the panel, you were placed into Greve where basically they kept you and your siblings separate. That was something which affected you because you was always the elder sibling which was looking after them.
Yeah.
You liked to look after them. While she was being here, you just feel like you wasn't treated nice. It's a horrible place to be. You didn't get no affection. They knew you was all going through it at that time, mentally as well as physically. And nobody was there to comfort you. No comfort whatsoever. From here, you then got placed in where?
Quarriers Homes from Greve.
Got placed in Quarriers Homes in Greve. Was it in Greve? Yep.
From Greve to Quarriers Homes, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. And what area is Quarriers Homes in?
Bridgeria. Do you know it?
Let me just have a look here. Did you say that was Bridge of Weir?
Yes.
Bridge of Weir, yep.
And I remember Greve was in the wee village. No, what you would call your town. It was quite close-knit, you know, and quiet.
What village was it in?
Bridgeria. Bridgeria. Obviously, Quarriers, it was like a big, long country road to get to it. That's all I remember, but it's all kind of connected, you know, close to each other, if that makes sense.
Like hostages to each other, as she can describe.
I couldn't be face-to-face with you, Billy, and then I could, be more open about...
I know, it's such
I can't be open on the
what
phone,
part of,
you know?
I know we're based in Manchester. I'd love to come up there because all my mum's and my grandmother, my mum's mum and my mum's dad, all are from Glasgow, all that side of the family from Glasgow.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely. You've got Scottish heritage.
Yeah, most definitely. My nana used to always tell me when I was in school, she, because my nana had a very... strong Scottish accent. All of my family still live up there now. It was just my granddad and my nana that was down here.
And yeah.
He always used to tell me he had Scottish education, and he used to tell all the teachers that was the case when I was in school, and they used to laugh at me. I used to think it was something very, very great. I also used to think my name, I used to think for some reason as well in Scotland it was just full of snow, and I'm not too sure on why I used to think that, but I think
well,
it's my nana
kind of supposed to snow, the weather's horrible up here then. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it was supposed to snow. Woke up yesterday morning and it was all whitey-ish. You know, it's slidey, slushy.
Same here, but it was nothing major.
Yeah, the rain bloody takes away, but roll on, spring, autumn and summer. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
no.
Cause
I like
the
Christmas
time. I like the Christmas time, but that's it. Once that's done with, then I think, right, it's over now. Let's get summer here or spring.
Yeah.
Spring's my favourite.
Aye, definitely. Definitely, hen.
Most definitely. But I'll be up there this year anyway, because I've passed my driving now, so that's what my
plan
is. Oh,
congratulations, then.
To see the family.
Aye, I failed my test, but I think that was a good idea.
Oh, well, in regards to Quarriers Home, what was your first memories of getting there?
It was horrible, I remember that. Did you fear? Yeah, I was always one of these lassies. I was never bullied. It was attempted only, but I was never bullied. I always put on an act that I was bigger than what I actually was inside, because I had to protect myself and my sister and brother. You know, I remember all the way back to then. What was that question you asked me? Sorry, sometimes my memory gets
a little bit... What memories do you have from this place? Did you remember any staff members here?
Oh, my God.
Or what you were called the nicknames by?
No, I don't remember any staff.
Don't worry.
I remember... when you get into Quarriers, they had a big main office, right? It's all been made out into private. People have bought out family houses, made family houses
yeah,
out of them.
Yeah, I've noticed that coffee dormitories.
Yeah. But when you first go in, I remember it as if it was yesterday. I actually went to visit it. We were nearby, me and my sister in my husband's car, and we went by it, you know, and it was like, oh, God. And it's basically still the same, but just private. But Mr. Mortimer was a big head that ran the place, Mr. Mortimer. I remember that. And there was another one, and I can't remember his name. You hardly seen them, but they were the big heads of the place, you know. Like the head teacher, that's what it kind of reminded me of. Cottage 12, I was in, then I went into Cottage 34. Next to the church. We had to go to church every Sunday, I remember that.
Was that something that they forced you to do?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
we had no choice. We had to go every Sunday.
Every Sunday with no choice.
I'm no a God person, but...
Did they let you share
I'm...
with your siblings when you got to here?
Sorry?
Did they let you share rooms with your siblings when you got to Quarriers Home?
No. And I wasn't happy about that either, to be honest. Because when I...
Oh.
I wanted them to sleep in with me. I remember that because when my mum used to have parties and that when we were with her in the house in Tambury, all I remember is, I remember the shape of the house. They're all torn down now, mind you, but... I remember every room, and I remember she used to have wild parties because she'd thrown my dad out. Wild parties, and men used to come into the room. So at that stage, me and my brother and sister used to sleep together because I always protected them when guys came in and out, you know. It's amazing how your memory, I mean, I'm forgetful now through the alcohol, right? Getting severe nerve damage and that, but putting that aside, I still remember all that. I think obviously it was that traumatic, you know, and I try and just shove it under the carpet, even though I know it's there.
Yeah.
You know, niggling away as if it wants to pop out, but I just keep it away,
right.
You know.
Under the carpet, but she cannot. When you was at Quarriers Home, did you ever get abused where they would physically lay their hands on you, whether they'd hit you with things like canes, whips, belts, shoes or anything like that?
The belt.
Can I ask you, did you ever get physically, sexually abused in this while she was here?
Right, I was waiting in that question, actually. When I was in cottage 34, right, it's just as you go in the entrance to Gloria's Homes, I remember it. When I get put in there, I can't remember their names, I'm sure you can find out. The house parents, that's what they called them. Their son had, done things to me down there. No, I didn't have sex, but done things down there. They had a son that lived there also. And I reported it, and nothing got done about it.
She did report this.
And they weren't very nice to me after that. So...
They then treated her differently after the award. Ignore the fact of what she had reported. This made her lose faith in people and trust and worry about her siblings a lot more. In regards to making you do anything, did they ever keep you locked away or do things that you did not want to do? In regards to food, did they give you decent meals or do you feel like you was punished with the food or anything like that?
God's sake, I can't really remember. Well, I do remember. I mean, we were fed, I know that. But it was like, how can you put it? It's like we set meals, you weren't allowed treats or nothing like that. You weren't allowed to get into the kitchen. You know, things like that. I remember we were all always had to sit at the table, you know, all together, whoever was there, male and boys and girls. You know, I think there was something like six to a house, you know, kids, either five or six, and it was bunk beds. I remember that. It was bunk beds. And my wee brother and sister, they shared a room, but they weren't there with me. We were fed. I remember that. We were fed. I'm going to We were fed, but we weren't allowed eating above, you know, your normal meals, breakfast and dinner.
Ever stop you from going to see or have any free time, or did they make you, it was ever the case where they lock you in cupboards or they would make you do something that you was very, did not want to do, but you was forced to do that? Did they ever put you in any situations where you, or have any other memories that you would like me to get popped down here for you?
Oh, God,
don't worry, I know I'm asking for a lot here and you've given me a lot of information. I really
not at all, you need to know. I know it's not your fault. You're doing a wonderful job trying to help people with me.
Showers, bedding, even to the point of, like, say, for an example, young children would possibly wet the bed and things like that when we was younger.
I was incontinent and I remember that. Everybody knew about it, you know. I remember that was very self-conscious because I wet the bed constantly, you know. They weren't happy about it, but that's all I remember. But their son, he was a bastard. You know what I mean? He could get away with whatever because it was their actual son, you know, and he was good at touchy-feely, you know, and they wouldn't date about it. I remember that. And I think I was more overprotective with my brother and sister. I think I would have probably done something serious wrong to him if anybody had touched them, you know.
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No problem there whatsoever. Now, once you then was popped into these cottages, was that where you was on that home site for the rest of your being up until you got old enough to make your own decisions, or did they put you in any other care homes from there?
Well, I was put in Winton Lodge. That's actually down where I am just now, in a home. It's like a big mansion, and it was a children's home for boys and girls.
And is that Winton Lodge, is that?
Yeah, Winton Lodge it was called, and then eventually it went on fire. Yes. And then eventually it went on fire. Kelvindale. God, I'm surprised I could actually remember that. Kelvindale.
Thank you for that. Glasgow. Glasgow. And when you was here, did you feel like you was protected here, or was it the same kind of atmosphere while she was here?
Yeah, well, my brother, I remember my wee brother, he get bullied. There was a lot of thing with in that home, and they never done nothing. They never done shit, to be honest. And, you know what I mean? You were basically left in your own to deal with your own shit, your own crap. I thought a lot of them were quite horrible. You know, I don't know about yourself, right, obviously, that's private, but when every home I was in, you have a key worker, right? I can't even remember who my key, I don't know if her name was Mary, and I remember she was nice, but see, when she wasn't on duty, I used to dread it, you know, because you weren't really treated well, you know, you were treated just like an idiot, you know what I mean?
Really. Do you ever remember any names they would call you in here?
I believe that they, you know, under their breath and that, but I can't say.
Don't worry.
No going away.
She remembers a adult, a staff member called Mary.
I was probably called everything, but I don't know. I wasn't a cheeky one. I remember that. I really wasn't. You know, I was a good one.
And she dreaded when she wasn't on shift.
Can I say, Billy, sorry? Steve,
yeah.
Warriors. What they used to do, and I didn't understand, even to this day I don't understand, when I took out a quarrier, my mum only wanted me back, right? I think that basically devastated my sister and my brother, obviously, because they needed me. You know, my brother was basically still a toddler, do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I've got that on here. Throw out this.
Sorry.
She has had to become very well from a young age, from being assaulted at home and then in every, has lost faith in society and people, doesn't trust, has very PTS. And you were said earlier that you have to take, if I am correct, let me just look at my notes that I made earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You said at this moment you are on anti-abuse at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been on it for quite a few years now. You can check up with my doctor, actually, you know, because obviously they refer me to that, and I've got addiction workers still that I like to keep, you know, when I go to groups. And that, you know, I've kind of held back with that now, but I will be getting back to my groups.
This drove her to an alcohol addiction, which she has now recovered, but still takes support.
I class myself as an alcoholic, Billy. I always will be, you know.
Well, you've done something about that, and I'm having a conversation with you now, mm-hmm. fluently, so you can reassure yourself that you are 100%
yes.
back to your normal self.
Yeah, there's no going back for me. Yeah, there's no going back for me now. I do it for myself, but I also do it for my daughter. I promised her before that happened, and my son that I've got still got. Do you know what I mean?
So sorry. Suicide due to this again.
And I'm on. Sorry.
Sad. No problem. Sadness.
I'm on antidepressants. I've been on them for years.
You're also on.
Yeah, I've got all my medications here. Yeah.
Doesn't feel safe in constant worry, and she has had her. Do you still have a relationship with your sister at the moment?
I do now, yes, but it was on and off, but it's a wonderful touchwood relationship. She works now, she works full time, she's a carer, but I go up sometimes to stay for the weekend and that, and we still have our ups and downs, but we're closer than we've ever been.
So what I'm going to do for, because you gave me her details yesterday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you to speak with her over the weekend, and if she is happy for to contact her, I understand she, with that, if she would like to take this further, I will be more than happy to get this process put in place for your sister as well. That will not be an issue.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, I'll be calling her later on today.
I don't want to call her out of the blue because I know it's a touchy subject and I'd rather you explain everything to her.
I will do, Billy.
You drop me a message on WhatsApp and then if I'm in the office today till 6, if it's not before 6, I'll be back in on Monday and I'll give her a call first thing Monday morning.
Okay, then. I'll be speaking to her tonight anyway, so I'll sit and talk to her about it, okay? But I'm sure she will be wanting to take this further. But I was also in the home, I mentioned to you, I was in, well, I don't know if you call it a home, with Steve. I was in the Good Shepherd Centre. I can't remember, they changed the name, St. Euphrasia's, I think, or it was the other one. I was in that, and it was run by nuns and that. That was a really bad place, so it was. Yeah.
And what do you remember from here?
They had a place called the Parlour, right? What they used to say to people is it was a visiting room, you know, for when anybody came up to see their daughter. It was all girls, right? Very, very strict. Yep. It was all girls, I remember that. And it was called the Parlour, but the visiting room, but it was the real name was the Parlour, and it had, it'll still have it on them. But I think it's closed up because of the abuse and all that went on, obviously. But they've got bars on the windows, you know, what a prison would have. I've never been in prison, but, you know, with big bars. And I remember once me trying to get out, you know. And they used to put me in there a lot because I didn't want to play musical instruments. I was put in there. And I had been hit in my head, been pulled, I'd been dragged along the floor. And that was actually really the worst place. I was in a part of the OSG school. That mind, I spoke when I first spoke to you. I told you I was in a OSG school, but I can't remember the name of it. But if you check, but you're allowed to get my records, aren't you? Can I ask you that?
So when the school, they will have access to that. I was also speaking to another guy, just like yourself, and he went up to an actual previous care home, well, not care home, sorry, children's home, which is now a care home, requested documents a couple of years ago, and they just said, you don't want to see them. And he said, I do want to see them. And they said, they're that bad, we refuse to give them to you at this age.
That's terrible, Billy.
I understand that. And, of course, now, our legal team will request them, most definitely. And even still, whether them companies are in liquidation or they've changed their name or not, so many people have reported these same companies over and over again where they know.
That's disgusting.
You don't need to get your evidence anymore. I'm very shocked. Mm-hmm. It's only just opened my eyes. I didn't realise how many people have been affected by this and how many people was affected within the Scotland region. And it is very saddening, and it happens to a lot of people where, like you say, the siblings was involved. So it's not just a case where you've got to worry about you. You've got to worry about your siblings as well, especially when you are an older. Now, what I have got here is I've got that noted with the let me just have a look here. She was in contempt.
Okay.
With the, let me just have a look, where the, would take you to the parlour. Do you remember anything else from that state of place where you was in regards to the parlour or how they would beat you? Do you remember any names of the staff or anything there?
All I remember is the head, as you would call them, the head of the place. It was run by nuns, as I said, was Sister Caramel. That's what I really had to believe. Sister Caramel. It was a nun.
Sister Caramel.
Oh, Sister.
Oh, Sister Caramel. Sorry about that. Sister
Sorry. Caramel. Sorry, I've not got my teeth in, Billy, so it's not
don't worry. Who was a nun, and she was very
horrible.
Others here. In regards
you were given the bell. You were whipped. You were whipped for the bell.
And here you would be punished. Again, with the...
You'd be left all day in the parlour. All day.
Sometimes she would be left in the... parlour. No, you keep going.
Oh, do you know what I found out, though? It was creepy as shit, this place, Billy. Found out, obviously, well, this is what I found out. Obviously, the place that had shut down, it's still there. Obviously, it must be a listed building, but They've got dungeons and everything, see, well before even you or I were born, you know. They used to abuse, you know, girls by that date, whenever it was, I don't know if it was 1800s or whatever it was, and they used to put them in the, you know, metal cages and all that. That's what's in that place that I was in.
So sorry to hear that.
Horrible, isn't it? You imagine if I'd been in at that time.
The only way I can say it's like you obviously describing what you would only expect to see in movies and things like that, but this is actual real life, and that's what I was trying to explain to you earlier. I'm going to get the case submitted for you right away. I've taken a lot of information and I've noted it in as much detail as I possibly can, where I'm going to rewrite this now and basically emphasise everything that you've all had to deal with, from losing your brother to your life after that to even still how you're trying to recover now. And of course, how
he was sexually abused really badly, in quite a few occasions in different places, but he'd had enough, you know. And it was actually in Glasgow, he slit his wrist. He ended up in drugs and he slit his wrist. He knew what he was doing, and the bin men found him. So it's something that I need to live with, and it's every day I think about it. You know, you try to close up, but you can't, you know. And I feel rotten because I think to myself, people like my wee brother, you know, to be able to get justice, you know, for everything that's happened to him, you know.
To try and get justice whatsoever, and it is a shame.
Yeah, definitely.
We will get justice for him, 100%. I'm going to include him on this, and of course,
that's
like, you will know.
Thank you, Hen, thank you for that.
And I will do with your sister as well. When I speak to your sister, I'll make sure I include everything. I'll look at your...
Well, I'll be phoning her for a wee gab later. Yeah, I'll be phoning her for my normal wee gab.
Over the next few days, you bob me a message on WhatsApp and I'll give you a call straight back.
Other
than that, I hope you have a lovely weekend. It has been a pleasure to
speak to you. And you, Billy. It's lovely to speak to you, to be honest. I'm quite comfortable in talking to you. I know it's on the phone, but usually I'm quite held back, just closed in, you know.
Well, I'm going to make a note of that on my system now.
But I like the fact that you said that.
I will, so I'll just make a note. So basically, even the solicitor, I'll just say, let me do the calls for you and we'll take it from there. I'll tell them to leave your case.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I like what you said there. I like what you said there. It actually kind of gave me goosebumps. How can I put it? When you say, we'll get justice for your brother also, because nobody ever has. And it's, I mean, you're on the phone for me, but I'm glad my brother was included in that. You know, and my daughter, because the system failed her, but the system failed my sister and my daughter also. You know what I mean?
And of course, like we say, and like, you can't change anything that's happened now, and you understand. Like,
no, definitely not.
But it's about time now, like we said, we did get justice in the end for you, your sister and your brother. So anything I can help you with, do not hesitate to bob me a message over.
No, thank you. I so appreciate that, Ellie.
And I hope you have a lovely weekend, all right?
Thank you very much. It'll be quiet and I'll just have my pyjamas on, but I'll talk to my sister later.
I can't wait to get my pyjamas on.
Oh, I bet you can, I bet you can. But listen, you have a lovely weekend, Hen, and I'm all speaking to you after the weekend, but I'll phone my sister later anyway. Okay, Hen?
All right, darling. No problem. Well, thank you.
All right, Hen.
All right,
thank you. Thank you. All right, Hen. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.